Good evening. I'd like to call the Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting for today, May 16th, to order. We have a full quorum, a full agenda here of our staff, so we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And before we get started, do we have county staff here?
Yes. Shane Ammerman with the Comprehensive Planning Department.
Thank you.
For your one item here today.
All righty, thank you, Shane. I will read the rest of it and we can get on to that.
Yeah, we don't want to.
This portion now is public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Next item is the approval of minutes for our May 2nd meeting. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for May 2nd.
We have a motion to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, motion carries. Now we have approval of agenda for May 16th.
Motion for approval if there's no changes.
No changes. We have a motion for approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. Motion carries. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings, county community meetings, etc. Do we have anything?
So next Friday at 5 o'clock, there's going to be a public hearing for out here in Whitney. They're getting a splash pad and other aquatic upgrades, and so they're opening up for public comment from 5 to 6 on Friday.
Okay.
Not tomorrow, next Friday.
Next Friday, the 24th.
Yes, and then that's...
And then that goes into the movie or the, in the
yeah,
park.
Yeah, then there's a movie in the park.
Okay.
That's here.
Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to come, it's going to be a renovation of the pool area 2 years from now.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in place by
2021. Okay, moving on to planning. I'm sorry.
Is it a ways away?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got to go through. You know that.
Yeah.
Planning and zoning. The one and only item on our agenda today is CP-19-900180. That the Whitney Town Advisory Board consider proposed changes to the public elements of the Clark County Comprehensive Master Plan, and after conducting a public hearing, take appropriate action. We have an applicant.
Yes. So again, Shane Ammerman with Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department. So your one item, you've got two parts to it. You have two streets that we're looking to change for the element. The first one is Stephanie, basically going from Hacienda to where it kind of runs into Missouri.
Like this.
Yeah. So we're looking to reduce it from 100 that it's currently called out to 80. That's just because that's what it's built to right now. They're not going to go anything more. So basically, we're just trying to get the match to what's existing out in the field. So then the other one is Missouri that's going from Stephanie out to Boulder Highway. Now that we're looking to change to an 80 footer. Right now it's built out at a 60 footer. I spoke to Public Works today to see, you know, kind of the reasoning, the rationale behind that, because everything is already built out. There's really nothing to take. So their thought is because you have Stephanie built at an 80 footer right now and it's coming up running into Missouri, that's a 60 footer. And that's turning into Boulder Highway. So what they want to do is if these properties that are abutting Missouri here, as you head out to Boulder Highway, if they ever come in for any sort of not like a tenant improvement, but if they come in just to do the redevelopment of the parcel, then they're going to ask for the extra right of way. If that's ever going to happen, who knows? But they would like to have it on the plan, so if the opportunity does arise where they could get a little bit more right of way, so you could have Stephanie, an 80-footer, that would hit Missouri, that would be an 80-footer as well, and that was going to Boulder Highway, they'll have that opportunity to do that. So yeah, that could be something that could be 5-10 years down the road, and who knows, maybe those parcels don't ever get redeveloped, and it's not something that happens, but they'd like to have that ability to be able to ask for that, those parcels that at some point in time do come in and get redeveloped. So basically, those are the two streets that we're talking about, just the small section is right outside here. So if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
I do. I have one on Stephanie.
I'm closing.
I forgot. So it was so informal today. There's no public comment, so I will close that and open it to the board. Thank you. My question is on Stephanie. Mm-hmm. It's 100 feet now.
Well, it's called out in the...
In the plan.
Element.
In the element,
feet,
okay.
But it's only built to 8.
Oh, okay, okay.
So out in the field it's 80, so what we're doing is saying, right, we don't need the 100 to ask for the 100 foot anymore in the element.
Okay.
So we're going to reduce the element down to 80 to match what's up.
Okay. Yeah. That was just a little confusing.
Yeah, yeah, sorry if I wasn't clear on that. But yeah, we're just trying to match what's existing and it's going to stay that way.
And you can't ask, like, under, like, an eminent domain thing and go to them and say, hey, we have 10 feet and 10 feet on either.
Yeah, counties don't have eminent domain, like,
they don't.
The cities do. The cities actually have a little bit more power when it comes to eminent domain. We like to wait until the property gets, you know, if it's vacant, until it gets developed. That's why you see the sawtooth that always kind of happens in the county, because you have development here, the next guy hasn't developed yet, so we haven't asked for that right away because we can't really do that yet. So we basically look for development of the property or redevelopment. When they come for their approvals, that's when we can ask for additional right away if we need it.
Because it's really important, because as Stephanie has really, really become a major thoroughfare between people cutting through to get on to 95.
Yeah.
And I mean, especially come like rush hour, I mean, this corner, like all morning long and in the evening, it's wrapped all the way around and all the way back down, because they can only get like 4 cars.
Are they getting out there turning on the Boulder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or going across
or
Boulder.
Going across.
Yeah,
the people the problem is the people that want to make the left on Boulder. There's only like maybe 4 or 5 cars that can line up there.
If that.
And then when the people are going onto Missouri to go over Boulder, that's where a lot of them go, is that way. Because they'll come off the freeway, they'll go over Boulder to the other side. That gets all the way backed up here. So then you've got impatient cars here that kind of go out and they swing out and they're backing up that left turn. They block.
Because they're afraid somebody's going to get in front of them.
Get in front of them, yeah, so they're blocking.
So they only have one lane heading up the Boulder Highway.
Right.
So. Yeah, so that's kind of one of the reasoning behind public work works, is because you got 80-footer running into 60-footer, so you're kind of getting that bottleneck. So they're saying, all right, if we can get, you know, the 10 initial 10 feet on each side, then they can add a lane or two on each side to help alleviate some of that too. So yeah, hopefully if those corners ever redeveloped, then that'd be a bit necessary.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that if your strip from Boulder to Missouri is so narrow, it's like you can only, even if all the lanes are right, you can only get like 8 cars.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, because it's, and you're waiting on that light at Boulder before anything can happen.
Exactly.
So.
And it's unfortunate that it's coming up now, because that car sales, RV, whatever it's turned into, was just up.
Within the last 2 years.
Within a year and a half ago.
Oh,
It was not.
Just right around the corner?
No, right, just one right,
oh, right
there.
There.
Right there on the corner.
There used to be a little house there.
It's a little apartment.
People rented out, and there was a public phone there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now that's gone, and this popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know how you make it any even later than that. That 7-Eleven has been there for an eternity.
Yeah.
So.
You never know.
Okay.
I have no questions.
Okay.
I don't have any further questions. Does anybody else have any further questions? So you're looking for us to...
Yeah, so if you could approve it,
we,
it would be fantastic.
Does anybody would like to make a motion? I will make a motion, therefore, to approve CP-19-900-180. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Quite welcome. Thank you so much for your presentation. Okay. Do we have any general business on the agenda today to discuss?
None.
There's none. Okay.
I do have one question. If there's some major potholes that are developing on a street, who should we contact?
Public Works.
It is now.
Public Works.
Is it a public?
Public Works. Yes, I would contact Public Works.
That's for city.
No.
No.
County. Yeah, Public Works. I call them for a lot. I call them to clean up. They have two different departments.
On Monday, Monday, seriously, call Blanca. She would be better to answer any question.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else on general business? Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front and clearly state your name and address. Spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have any comments by the general public?
Hi, good evening. My name is Arlene Alvarez, A-R-L-E-N-E, and last name Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. Address is 200 Hoover Avenue. And I'm here representing the census. My title is Partnership Specialist for the 2020 Census. And so I've been meeting with the commissioners and working with the planning departments in the various jurisdictions. And I would just like to introduce myself so you know that we're here. There's six of us, and they just hired a few more. So there's most of us are partnership specialists. There's recruiting assistants around town, so we're hiring right now. And there's also two media specialists that were just hired for our state to support the efforts as we, you know, start getting a little bit closer to that date. I have a lot of fact sheets that have to do with, you know, just general census information, also hard to count communities. I have maps that can explain some of the demographics in the region here and maybe some of the challenges in getting the camp out. So I have information. And for now, I could just leave you my business card. If you also know of any nonprofit organizations that would like to get involved or you think that would be, you know, good people to know about more about the census, I would be more than happy to present to them. But basically, it's education. Like our role in the community is right now.
Very good.
Yeah.
Is it being conducted via mail or door-to-door or digitally?
So this is the first time the census is going to be encouraged online. So they're doing a lot of tests that have to do with encryption. There's been, you know, like a test, you know, like a lot of technology, you know, to protect against cybersecurity, all that stuff. So we're going to encourage online, and that's going to be a challenge, you know, for some people that, you know, fear, you know, using internet or giving their information, right, through online. The phone is also going to be an option this time around, which is also new and, you know, could help with that. And then the third option is by mail. So if somebody doesn't feel comfortable responding via phone or by online, then they can request a questionnaire be sent to them. And then the door knocking is the last operation of the census, which is if you don't respond, the census by law, since it's mandated by law, then that's why the door knockers come to the house, because somebody did not respond to the census. And so at that point, it is the door knocking, or that's how the information gets recorded by an enumerator at that point. But we're encouraging self-response.
And when does it start?
It starts next year. It starts mid-March, and it goes through April, and then it kind of overlaps with that non-response follow-up operation. Yeah, and just for your information, our state will have two area census offices, and both of them will be in the south. So that means that we'll have a lot more jobs because a lot of those office jobs are going to be, you know, they're going to hire locally, obviously. So we're going to have hundreds of jobs here in the South. And so I have digital flyers for recruiting, and I'm going to work to get all those posts in the, or all those flyers posted in the rec centers and libraries so that our community is aware, at least of that part, you know, and they start familiarizing mm-hmm. themselves with the census too.
So good. You, but if,
yeah, and I have a card.
Are you guys getting involved with Nextdoor to post stuff on people's like yes. Nextdoor pages?
What's that, Nextdoor?
It's like the country's largest. It's huh. a private company called, and everyone creates their own little community. It's like a community Facebook.
Huh, I've never heard of that. I've
yeah, it's definitely, there's 187,000 communities in the United States oh. that are ready, and they're self-identified, and like people put comments about.
And the, no. The county posts on there a lot too.
Yeah.
As long as Metro.
Called Nextdoor.com.
Okay, Nextdoor, yeah. I will look that up.
It definitely should, like, especially like posting like this is what our badges look like. Don't be afraid
oh,
if someone
yeah.
comes
okay,
to your
yeah,
door.
So door knocking people, I won't open the door unless I know who's at my front door.
And while the door knocking, like I said, the non-response follow-up is the last operation of the census. The first operation of the census starts this fall,
yeah.
and that is just to confirm some of the addresses. It's called address canvassing, and so that is in the fall. And so maybe we can let them know that yeah. the, you know, there may be somebody, you know, confirming the address or something. It's only 30, like this is the first time they're using a lot more GIS technology to do that operation. So 70% will be done, you know, through GIS. So nobody's going to come to nobody's door, but 30% will be in person. So that 30%, you know, there is a chance that somebody, you know, may come to the door.
And as Chris mentioned, that Nextdoor is important for something like that
mm-hmm.
because people are on there constantly saying there's a suspicious car in the neighborhood or somebody with a blue jacket is walking around.
It's like an online neighborhood watch and community
exactly.
bulletin board.
Exactly.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
and
so
I
if they can post, like I said,
too, because
the county posts and the
yeah.
police department posts.
Right.
And so if the census posted saying, hey, if you want a job, we're looking in your,
yeah,
you know, your
hiring.
Neighborhood, you want a job, or also, hey, we're going to be walking around, we have these badges, don't call, you know, don't get alarmed.
Okay, good. Well,
yeah.
that's helpful to me. And it,
yeah.
and if any of you are part of other nonprofits that you know are in the community, like we're already engaging with a lot of them, so we may have already reached out to like service providers, but we have fact sheets. So this is a really easy one. A lot of the ours are really dense, but
right.
this one is kind of very basic and just has you know, basically Census 101. Why is it important? In terms of funding, our state, you know, it determines funding for 10 years, so that's why it's really important to get that count.
Oh, sure.
And so. So we're just, yeah, we're looking to partner because somebody's, you know, some people obviously trust us, but then, you know, we're coming from the government, so people may have, you know, like some hesitancy, so that's why we're looking for partners that can validate our message.
It's also going to be a presidential election year, so
yes.
people are going to be sick and tired of
yeah,
people
they're
coming
not
to their
be
door.
Not,
exactly. So
great
why,
point.
That's why we want to encourage the self-response.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you just respond, nobody will come
nobody's
to
nobody's calling
your
you.
Yeah,
I have
exactly.
150 numbers blocked on my phone already.
Yeah, so that's another reason why we're really, you know, looking to form partnerships so that we can avoid, you know, like the oversaturation that people are going to have
yeah.
to deal with. And then, yeah, in the media too. But we're partnering with media, obviously,
great.
And I don't know if you know, but the SNRPC just launched the RFP for the census coordinator position
right.
at the county level. So that's moving forward.
Yeah. Anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns?
It's safe, it's confidential. That's our message. It's safe, it's confidential, and it's quick. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so
much.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Good. Please, feel
I've got
free.
A situation where a neighbor has built a fence, which I think was built without a permit, without my permission attached to mine, and it's denied my access to the north side of my house because of the way the houses were put on the property. We got 16 feet between property, between houses. So when they designed these houses, they put 2 feet on one side and 14 feet so you
on
could
the
access
other.
The backyard. The north side of my house has never had a fence because my neighbors, I don't need 2 feet. Okay, now all of a sudden this guy has attached a fence to mine and built a fence and totally blocking off the north side of my house. Is that something I need to pursue through
code
violation?
Yeah, get hold of CC Pro.
Yep.
Sorry?
CC Pro, Clark County Public Response Office, code enforcement.
Okay.
So that's who you want.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
Yep.
In the right direction.
They'll investigate and see what the situation is.
Yeah, most people don't take the 2 feet. Yeah, on the side of my house, on the south side, I've got a fence that's 2 feet from my neighbors. but it was still 35 years ago.
Your neighbor's fence?
Hmm?
Property line.
Your neighbor's property line. So you got a property line and then a...
Yeah, I've got 14 feet between my house and my fence, and then there's 2 feet between the fence and the next neighbor's house.
Been
16 feet on the north side, because I didn't... What am I going to do with 2 feet? I just left it open. Okay. So this guy,
like
this landlord, or whoever it is, decided to come in and build a fence, hooked to mine in the backyard, and hooked up to his in the front yard. So, for no reason, no apparent reason. So, okay.
Sounds like you probably might even have like a use easement on that side too to give you that right as well.
Because we're in the process of remodeling and redoing the house, and we're getting ready to repaint, and I can't paint the north side of my house.
Yeah,
it's totally blocked it off. I mean, there's not even an open end on one end like I want here. That's what I needed to know. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, interesting.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Our next meeting is scheduled for May 30th. And if there's nothing else, this meeting is adjourned.
You're different than Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, isn't it nice?